First of all, we find ourselves now in the Havamina of the Gemara to read the Megillah. The Gemara asks at the beginning of the Masechta, after the Mishnah says that you could read the Megillah on the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th, like Pachas v'Layoyser. So the Gemara asks, Eima Shitzar v'Shifzar, maybe 16th and 17th, you should also be able to read the Megillah. So the Gemara answers, V'layavar k'siv, that it doesn't go past 15. In many communities, no tachanun is said on the 16th and the 17th of Adar, just for the mere fact that there's a havamina, there's just a thought that you should be able to read the Megillah. The fact that the Gemara has a havamina, which the Svarim tell us that even a havamina in Torah is Torah, that tells us that Purim does stretch through these 2 days, even though the halacha is that we cannot read the Megillah on these 2 days. So we really are still in the Yemei HaPurim, we don't want to let go. And without that, till the Shabbos after Purim, it's still considered Purim. As we know, any Yom Tov that falls out during the week, even if it's on a Sunday, and in this case Sunday and Monday, and if we add the Havamina, it's Tuesday and Wednesday, so it goes to the second half of the week already, but even if we consider it Purim only till last night, it's still the week of Purim, the week of Parshas Kisisa, until after Shabbos, until after Shalosh Shudos, Malach HaMalka, we can still consider in the Yemei HaPurim. Especially that the Svarim tell us that Parshas Para, which is the Shabbos that's coming now, Kisisa is Parshas Para as well, the third of the Dalet Parashiyos, is a Hemshech of Purim. Purim and Para have a similar root. Purim in the Megillah is written without a Vav. Purim, Para Adum is very similar to Purim, as we'll see. So we are still in the Yemei HaPurim, although the halacha is that we're supposed to have already started learning the halachas of Pesach, which the halacha is you start learning Hilchas Pesach Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, which is on Purim itself. One is supposed to, if you have time, learn the halachas of Pesach. So although we have started to learn the halachas of Pesach already, nevertheless, we are still in the Yemei HaPurim. And Parshas Kisisa is a parsha that is associated with Purim, as we'll see, besides what we spoke about last week, how Tetzaveh is the parsha of Purim, Tetzaveh is the Shabbos before Purim, Kisisa is the Shabbos after Purim, Purim is sandwiched in between these two parashiyos. These two parashiyos are the parashiyos of Purim in Hashana Pshuta. And in fact, it's so clear, because the Gemara in Chulin asks, where does it say Mordechai in the Torah? Mordechai in the Torah Menayin, Shenemar, Pasuk in this week's parasha, Ve'ata kach lecha besamim roish mor deror. Mor deror is the first of the incense here, the first of the ingredients of the Shemen HaMishcha, which Unkel says Meira Dachya, which is Mordechai. Mordechai is mor deror. So Mordechai is in Parshas Kisisa. So Purim is in Parshas Kisisa. We also have Moshe Rabbeinu coming down from Har Sinai wearing a mask. So that's certainly a remez to Purim. The only time you ever find a mask in Chumash is in this week's parasha. But Moshe Rabbeinu comes down wearing a masva, and it's on Yom Kippur when he comes down, which Yom Kippur and Purim are the same, as we know. There are many, many remezim to Purim in Parshas Kisisa. And we'll try to discuss a little of that. One of the questions that Mefarshim ask is why is Parshas Kisisa also written out of order? Just like Tetzaveh was out of order, as we mentioned last week, Kisisa is very much out of order. It begins with the Machtis HaShekel, which the Yerushalmi says is a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel occurred in midday, Shei Shois, Machtis HaYoim. And the Machtis HaShekel is a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. Zeh Yitnu Kol HaOiver Al HaPekudim, the Rishamli says, called the Ovar al Pikudaya. Those who violated Pikudei Hashem, they have to give a Machtis HaShekel. So Machtis HaShekel is a kapara for the Chet HaEgel, which there would have been no Chet at all if not for Chet HaEgel. So clearly, Machtis HaShekel comes after Chet HaEgel, yet in this parasha it said first. Chet HaEgel is first discussed later. The next question that Mefarshim asks is the Kiyor. The Kiyor is discussed in this week's parasha, which the Kiyor is one of the Klei HaMishkan. Just like last week we discussed why it says the Mizbeach HaKetoris in Parshas Tetzaveh and not in Truma, which all Mefarshim speak about. The same question could be asked, why is the Kiyor discussed here and not in Truma where it belongs, together with the other Klei HaMishkan? The same with the Shemen HaMishcha, with the Ketores that I discussed in this week's parasha, which were all necessary for the Mishkan, and the whole concept of the Mishkan was only necessary, L'shitas Rashi, and many Rishonim, after Chet HaEgel. If not for Chet HaEgel, there would not have been a Mishkan, so there wouldn't have been Shemen HaMishcha and Ketores, which were only necessary for the Mishkan. Shouldn't the Torah have first discussed the Chet HaEgel, and then the Tikkunim for the Chet HaEgel after that? And the same with the topic after this, where it talks about Re'ei Korosi B'Shem B'Tzalel Ben Uri Ben Chur L'Mount Yehuda. B'Tzalel is mentioned here as the one who was chosen to build the Mishkan, which again, the Mishkan was necessary only after the Chet HaEgel. Most of this parasha is about the Chet HaEgel. And during the Chet HaEgel, Klal Yisrael experienced a tremendous Yerida, including Moshe Rabbeinu, who Hashem says to, Lech Raid, go down. Raid mi Gedulascha, go down from your greatness, because the Gedula of Moshe is associated with the Gedula of Klal Yisrael. So if Klal Yisrael fall, Moshe Rabbeinu falls. And the irony is that the name of the parasha is Kisisa. Sisa, which literally means accept, as Rashi says, Lashon Kabbalah, Ketargumai, accepting the count of Klal Yisrael, the census. Areisa Kabel Yashushban. But Kisisa also has another taich. Kisisa means to uplift. Kisisa means to elevate. Kisisa es Reish B'nei Yisrael. A parsha that the name of it is associated with elevation, uplifting. This parsha is about the Egel. This parsha has the greatest Yerida in history, the Yerida of Klal Yisrael after Matan Torah, which led to all the punishments of Klal Yisrael ad hayoy mazez, all because of Chet HaEgel. And yet this parsha is called Kisisa Es Reish. If we look at the trup, which are called Ta'amim in Hebrew, the Ta'amim of the Psukim, which were also given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. The trup of Kisisa Es Reish, B'nei Yisrael of Kudeihem, is a Ger Shayim and a Zarka Segel. Now, what is a Ger Shayim means to be chased away, chased out, exiled, from the word Goresh, Gerishin. Zarka Segel means thrown away. It's a Yadua, what the Gra said about the first pasuk in Vayigash. Vayigash Elav Yehuda Vayem Ebi Adoni, where the Medrash says that Yehuda went over to Yosef and said, you're probably wondering why I am talking in front of all my brothers who are older than me, and I'm the fourth son, because I made a vow that if I don't bring Binyamin back, I lose my Olam Haba. So the Vilna Gaon said that that's hinted in the trup of Ayigash Elav Yehuda Vayoyme Biadoini, Kadma Va'azla Revi, Zarka Munach Segel. It says Kadma Va'azla means going first. You're wondering why I'm going first. Vayigash Elav, Yehuda is a Revi, and I'm the fourth, because Zarka Segel, I cast myself away, I threw myself away from being part of the Am Segula. So Ger Shayim and Zarka Segel are trup that we would expect to be on words that are talking about Chatoyim, Oinshim, and yet these words, Kisisa Es Reish B'nei Yisrael Lifkudeihem, which means counting Klal Yisrael, uplifting Klal Yisrael, the trup does not seem to fit the phrases here. Why would Kisisa be a Ger Shayim? It's uplifting. Why? We're not throwing away. Why is B'nai Yisrael of Kudeihem Azarka Munach Segel? And this is always the parasha that has read Purim time, because that's what Purim is all about. Purim is the yomtiv of Kisisa. Purim is the yomtiv of Nesias Roish. Purim is the yomtiv where everyone receives a tremendous aliyah, even the lowest Jews, even those who are Ger Shayim, Zarka Munach Segel, even those who deserve to be out of the cloud, those that are michutz lamachana, even those that are tomei meis, those that have to come onto the Parah Aduma, which the Parah Aduma we know is the tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. As Rashi says in Chukas, first Rashi says it's a chayk she'ein lecha reshus laharer achareha, there is no reason for Parah Aduma. Al pi halacha, there is no reason. We don't understand why it's metaher tameim and it's metamei tahirim. But al pi drush, Rashi brings there from Chazal that the Parah Aduma is a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. The Parah is the mother of the Egel. Tovei ha'eim u'sekaneach tzoyaz benah. Purim is related to Parah Aduma. Besides that, Parah Aduma is begematria ha'purim. That's only a gematria. But Purim and Parah Aduma are very similar. Both are the bechina of adalo yoda. Parah aduma cannot be understood. It's adalo yoda. We don't understand the reason for it. It's a total chuk. Zois chukas ha-toyra. It is the chuk of the entire Torah. It's chukas. In Parshas Vayechi, the Torah hints to us about Purim in the words of Lo Erev Yechalek Sholol. The Lo Erev Yechalek Sholol is the last three words of Yaakov Avinu to the Shvatim before his passing. There, Rashi says, V'lo Erev Yechalek Sholol is referring to Purim. Yechalek Sholol is begematria chukas. Purim and chukas, Purim and Parah Aduma are one and the same. And right after Purim comes Parah Aduma, which is the tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. The only way to be mesaken the Chet HaEgel is to reach the Madrega of Adalo Yoda. Because the Chet HaEgel was a chet which Klal Yisrael felt that if they don't know something, if they don't understand something, then they're going to have to do it on their own. They said, as it says in this week's parasha, Kizeh Ho'ish Asher Elonu Mimitzrayim Lo Yodanu. We don't know what happened to him. Lo Yodanu Mehoyoloi. Who says you have to know? Lo Yodanu Mehoyoloi. Who says your Yediya is correct? They figured out with their calculation, just like Achashverosh miscalculated, they miscalculated. And Achashverosh says there's not going to be a Beis Hamikdash. And Haman says that Zion Adar is the day that Moshe died. And they actually believe that Moshe died. The Satan shows them an image of Moshe on a deathbed. A tremendous irvuvia came to the world. Choshech v'irvuvia, as Rashi says. On Tes Zayin Tammuz. And they said, Ish hasher ha'alonu mi'eretz lo yadanu me'hoyoloi. And after that comes the chait of the eagle, which led to v'yeshev ha'om le'echoil v'shosoi v'yakumu l'tzachik. They ate and they drank, like nehenum b'sudosoi shaloisoi roshra. Vayakumu l'tzachik, vayishtachavu loy, like ishtachavu l'tzelem b'mei Nebuchadnezzar. History repeats itself, unfortunately. And whatever happened here by the Chet HaEgel repeated itself in the days of Achashverosh, in the days of Haman, in the days of Mordechai. And just like Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Nefesh for Klal Yisrael, and says Mechenina, Mordechai and Esther do the same in the story of Purim. And that's why the Torah already prepares us for the tikkun of the Chet HaEgel prior to the Chet HaEgel. And this is the tremendous rachamim of Hashem, where we find bechlal, that Hashem always prepares the refuah before the makkah. Hashem already prepared even an excuse for other merishon for eating from the Eitz Hadas, which is why Hashem, when He created the trees, it says, He said, Tachei ha'oretz deshe esev mazriya zera eitz peri oise peri, which meant that every tree was supposed to come out of the ground where the fruit and the bark are supposed to taste the same. But as Rashi says, but the earth didn't do so. Instead, batoitzei ha'oretz deshe esev mazriya, the eitz oise peri, not eitz peri, but eitz oise peri. And of course, all mefarshim ask, since when does the earth sin? Does the earth have a yetzahara? Can the earth sin? And then when Rashi brings here that when Adam was cursed later on, so was the earth. The earth was cursed because that was really Adam Arishon's excuse. Adam says to Hashem, what do you want from me? I'm a mere mortal. You created me from the earth. The earth itself didn't obey your command. You expect me to obey your command. But who made it that the earth shouldn't obey Hashem's command? Hashem himself did that. Hashem's rachamim is so great that he already prepares the excuse. He prepares the refuah before the makkah. The same thing by the Chet HaEgel. Rashi brings in Parshas Yisroi. Why did Hashem say to Yaseres HaDibris B'loshen Yochid? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Lo Yihyeh Lecha, and not B'loshen Rabim? And Rashi brings it here as Pshut V'shel Mikra. V'lomo Amar Loshen Yochid Litein Pischein Peh L'moysha L'lameit Tzani Guria B'maysa HaEgel. To give an excuse for Moshe Rabbeinu to use this as defense for Klal Yisrael, after Chet HaEgel. That's why Moshe says, Loma Hashem Yechere Apcha Be'amecha. Loi Lohem Tzivisa. You didn't say, Lo Yihyeh Lohem Elohim Acherim. Li, you commanded me. You said it B'loshen Yochid. Meaning Hashem already prepares in a subtle way, but Hashem prepares all the excuses already before. Hashem, in His Rachamim, prepares the excuses and the kapara for the chet, which hasn't even happened yet. The same thing like by Purim. At the party itself, Vashti is killed, where they're doing an Aveira. Hashem is preparing ready the Yeshua for them. At the time they're doing an Aveira, where Vashti gets killed so that Esther can come and take over the Melucha. That's why the amount of Psukim in Parshas Kisisa is 139. And at the end we have a simon to remember how many Psukim Parshas Kisisa has. Chananel, Chonan Kale. This whole Parsha is the Parsha of Chanina. The Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim are in this week's Parsha. Hashem Hashem Kale Rachum V'Chanan. The tremendous Rachmanis and Chanina that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael, that He already prepares us the Tikkunim before the Chet, which perhaps is the reason why the Torah writes about Machtis HaShekel and about the Kiyor and about Mordoror and about Ketores and Shemen HaMishkan and the Mishkan before the Chet. Hashem is already preparing the Tikkun before the Chet. One of the Tikkunim for a Saita is the waters of the Kiyor. The Kiyor was not only used to wash their hands and their feet, and this will explain why the Kiyor is in Parshas Kisisa. Because Klal Yisrael at the Chet HaEgel were compared to a woman that's a Saita. Rashi brings it here in this Parsha, that one of the punishments that were given to Klal Yisrael was that they were given to drink. As the Pasuk says, Vayashk es B'nei Yisrael, He gave B'nei Yisrael water to drink. Says Rashi here, Niskavein lebotkom kisotos. His intent was to inspect them like one inspects the Isha Saita, the woman who strays away from her husband. There were three misais. One of them was the drinking of the water. So right here we see already that the Torah compares the Chet HaEgel to that of a Sota, which Klal Yisrael were compared to a Sota at that time. They're straying away from their husband. They're straying away from Hashem Ish Mulchama. And later it says that Aaron said, Moshe, it says, sees the people that they have been revealed. Their chet has been revealed. So Rashi says the word parua means megula. Nizgalash shimtsayu kloina. The chet was revealed. Their shame has been revealed. Kemo upora es roish ha'isha. Where does it say that pasuk of upora es roish ha'isha? It says it by the Isha Saita. So clearly, the Chet HaEgel is comparable to the halacha of a Sota. And what does a Sota get to drink? She gets to drink from the Kiyor. She gets to drink from the waters of the Kiyor. Rashi tells us in Parshas Nasa, where it talks about the Sota, there it says that the Kohen takes holy water. What does it mean, holy water? Shakotshu b'kiyor. And Rashi says, why was it the Kiyor? Because the Kiyor was made out of the copper. The copper from the mirrors, from the Maris Hatzoivis, that the women donated. And the whole purpose of the Maris Hatzoivis was that the women should get closer to their husbands, Kiyadua in Mitzrayim. And she, this Sota, Pirsha Midarcheihem, she separated from their ways, because the women in Mitzrayim were Nevolis Leba'aleihem in Mitzrayim, Tachas HaTapuach, and this one was Kilkala La'acher, so Shetibodek Bos, therefore she has to be checked with the water from the Kiyor. But what happens if she did not sin? The hope was, of course, that she did not. And if she did not sin, the Pasuk says, what's going to happen? Then she will be acquitted, she will be cleared, and she will have children. If she didn't have, she will have, and if she had unhealthy, she will have healthy children. Do what the Mishnah says in Saita, based on that Pasuk. Klal Yisrael be'etzem does not want to sin. The Chet HaEgel was a toas, but the original intent was not really to worship idols, as mentioned once before. Their intent was to have a vehicle through, Hashem will speak to them through this vehicle. Shechina medaberes mitoch groina shel Moshe. The Shechina is in, Hashem rests in a tzaddik. But they felt that Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake. Moshe Rabbeinu erred. He was wrong. He didn't come back. 40 days are up. He's not here. So that's it. We don't want any human leader. Why would they go to a golden calf? Why wouldn't they just go straight to Aaron? Aaron is second in the line. Or go to Yahushua. What do you want to make a golden calf for? Because they figured, why should we have a leader who makes a mistake? Let Hashem, instead of Hashem speaking to us through a person, He'll speak to us through an image. They didn't know what the image was. Their intent was not that the image is God, Chas v'Shalom. But eventually, that's what it led to. That's what it led to. In fact, to show that idea is okay, you find with the Kruvim. The Kruvim are also images. And yet Hashem commanded that they should make Kruvim. And Hashem does speak to Klal Yisrael through the images. through the Kruvim, which was a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. Yosisa kapoyres. Yerushalmi says, why is it called a kapoyres, which the Kruvim were on that? Miloshen kapara for the Chet HaEgel. And it's mamash the exact same. That was the original intent. The original intent is that Hashem should speak to them through the Egel. But the difference is, though, that this they did on their own. On your, you don't figure the, on your own, you don't come up with such ideas. Yeah, if it's a tzivay Hashem, then it won't go wrong. This was not a tzivay Hashem. It came about because they felt they had to understand everything. We don't know what happened to him. So this led Rachman al-Islam to Vayishtachavulay, Vayizbuchulay, Vayoyimru, Eile Elohecha Yisrael. The chait was that they said, Eile Elohecha Yisrael, Loshen Rabim, because as Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin says, there were 13 eagles. There was one big one, and there was one for every shevet. So there were 13 eagles, which, therefore, when they did Shuva, there was Eichet to the 13 Midas HaRachamim. And Purim happens on the 13th of Adar. 13th of Adar is the day that they win the war, they fight their enemies, Yud Gimel Adar, and out of that comes the Nes of Purim. So the Kiyar is the vessel that is associated with bringing shalom, peace and harmony between husband and wife. Because if the woman drinks the water and she's and nothing happens to her, and that proves that she did not sin, she goes back to her husband, and it causes shalom bein ish le'ish. But the chiddush of the kiyar is, and the chiddush of the whole story of Saita is, that we take Hashem's name, we write it on a megillah, v'chos aveis ha'oloi sa'ela ba'sefer u'mocha el mei ha'morim. And Hashem's name is erased in order to make peace, which the Rambam brings this down, la'halacha, to show us how great peace is. Peace is so great that Hashem says, it's even kedai to erase my name to bring peace between man and wife. B'negeila in Yonenu, the same with Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are the wife. We are the wife of Hashem. Hashem is the husband. Hashem is the Ish. We are the Isha. And in order to bring peace between the Isha and the Isha, Moshe Rabbeinu also says Mechenina. Moshe Rabbeinu says, erase my name. Megillas Esther, perhaps we can say that Megillas Esther is a Megillah Saita. And that's why Hashem's name is not in the Megillah. Hashem's name is not in the Megillah, just like the Megillah Saita is erased. And it's interesting that it's called the Megillah. In Mishnah Saita, in the Gemara in Saita, the writing of the Sota is referred to as a Megillah. Which the fact that the Chazal used the word Megillah, and usually when we say Megillah, we mean Megillas Esther, shows us a parallel between Megillas Esther and the Megillas Saita. Megillas Esther is also to bring peace between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. That's how it ends with V'doiver Shalom L'chol Zaroi. And there Hashem's name is erased, so to speak. Hashem's name is not mentioned even once, because as we mentioned last week, the Megillah is Hashem himself. To bring Klal Yisrael back to Hashem himself, Hashem says, erase my name. Yimoche Shmi al Hamoyim. And that was the waters of the Kiyar. The Kiyar, therefore, belongs in this week's parasha. The Kiyar does not belong in Parshas Truma. It belongs in Kisisa. Because the Kiyar is the tikkun for the Chet HaEgel, to bring peace between the Ishtai, through the waters of the Kiyar. The word Kiyar, if you spell it b'miluoy, that means the Chaf is Chaf Fei, and the Yud is Yud Vav Dalar, and the Vav is Vav Aleph Vav, and the Reish is Reish Yud Shin, is B'gematria Eile Elohecha Yisrael. Those were the three words that Klal Yisrael said that unfortunately brought about Chet HaEgel, but the Tikkun for it is the Kiyar. Kiyar b'miluoy b'gematria Eile Elohecha Yisrael, which is also b'gematria Paida Hashem Nefesh Avodav. Hashem redeems Nefesh Avodav, even from the worst Chatoyim, including the Chet HaEgel. And Purim is proof, because by Purim was the same thing. By Purim there was the Chet of Hishtachavu Letzelem, very similar to the Chet HaEgel. There was then the Chet of Nehenu Misudasai Shalaisai Rosh, very similar to here in this week's parasha, by Yakumu Lechol, they got up and they ate and they drank. And on Purim we have a mitzvah to eat and to drink, to be Mesakein, the Achila and the Shtia of the Suda of Achashveirej, and also to be Mesakein, the Achila and the Shtia of Chet HaEgel. Ayakumu Litzachek, there was a tzchik, there was laughter, there was mockery here. Chazal say it refers to the Gimel Chamurais. And on Purim, we have tzchik. No other yomtiv is there a b'china of tzchik except Purim. Because Purim is a b'china of La'asid Lovai, where it says, Oz Yimolei tzchik pinu. And who brought us the nes of Purim? Mordechai HaTzadik. Mordechai is the neshama of Mashiach. The neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, the neshama of Mashiach. Ki yodua, Mordechai is called B'loshon HaKabbalah, Yisoid Abba. We don't know what that means, but that's what it says. It's called Yisoid Abba. Mordechai Yisoid Abba is B'gematria Mashiach. Mashiach is going to bring every Jew back. every Jew, even the Gershayim Jews, and even the Zarka Munach Segel Jews, even those Jews that everyone says about them, Ein Lam Chelek Lo'olam Haba, they're the outcasts, they're Apikursim, Mashiach's going to bring them back, and it's going to be Malamed Tzchus on them too. So the Chua Yischein, the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov says, how are we going to know who Mashiach is? Only someone who's going to be able to be Malamed Tzchus on every single Yid, no matter who it is. A Doiresh Toiv La'amoy, which Mordechai was referred to. Doiresh Toiv La'amoy is the Gematria Ruach Melech HaMashiach. The Ruach of Mashiach is to be able to be Doiresh Toiv, to be able to find good in each and every single Yid. That's why the Torah begins, Kisisa esroish b'nei Yisrael lifkudeihem dafka with a Gershayim zarka munach segel. That even those Gershayim Jews, and even those zarka munach segel Jews, will also experience Kisisa esroish. They will all experience a nesias roish, like on Purim. Mehoidu viat kush, even the kush Jews. The achashverish, melech sheha achris v'horeishis, even the achris become like the reishis, the hedyoit, even the hedyotos, the idiots, idiot means hedyot, hedyot means idiot. Doesn't mean necessarily a derogatory term. As the Tiferes Yisrael says in Mishnah, he said the word idiot comes from the word hedyot. The commoners, the plain, the simple, they too are no longer hedyotos. They are all roshim. Everyone is ahead. Everyone is on top. Uva'u ha'oivdim be'eretz Ashur v'hanidochim be'eretz Mitzrayim and v'hishtachavu la'Hashem b'har ha'kodesh b'Yerushalayim. Even the oivdim and the nidochim that are so far, even those that are b'ktzei ha'shamayim, misham yikabetzcha Hashem alekecha u'misham yikochecha. And that we experience on Purim. We see Purim mamish, an achdus of every single member of Klal Yisrael. Everyone gets together. Everyone's dressed up. You don't know who anyone is. Everyone is there. Everyone is part of the Simcha. Everyone feels something special on Purim, no matter who you are. And in fact, the lower levels feel it even more than the upper levels. They're not ashamed. Everyone's panemius comes out. The panemius of every year, the etzem ha-nefesh of every single year is nizgala on Purim. It's megillah, it's megula, becomes revealed. That's why Kisisa is the parasha that comes right after Purim. Kisisa is the parasha of Purim. Machtzis HaShekel, where we see He'oshir lo yarbe v'hadal lo yamit, that are the Oshir and the Dal are the same. He'oshir lo yarbe v'hadal lo yamit is b'gematria ha'chodesh ha'shenepach lohem. This chodesh Adar that was nishapech from Yogoin l'simcha u'me'eve l'yomtov, which originally was a month of sadness, a month of mourning, because Zayin Adar was only remembered as a day of Misa and a day of Shikcha, because the 3,000 halachas were neshtakech b'mei evloi shel Moshe. But on Purim was nizgala that Zayin Adar is the leader of Moshe Rabbeinu. On Purim was nizgala that even after the petira of Moshe Rabbeinu, adayin oimed u'mishamish, that Moshe Rabbeinu was still ispashtusa the Moshe b'chol dor v'dor, and every dor there's someone like Moshe Rabbeinu, including in the dor of Megillas Esther, where Mordechai HaTzadik, who was the Gilgal of Moshe, brought the tikkun for Klal Yisrael on the same level as Moshe did in Parshas Kisisa for Klal Yisrael after the Chet HaEgel. So Mor Deror is here. What does Meira Dachya mean? Mor Deror, which is Meira Dachya. Meira Dachya Dachya means Tahara. In Aramaic, Dachya means purity. Mordechai brought purity to Klal Yisrael, like the Parah Aduma. He was Metaher Klal Yisrael Mitumas Meis. Because a yid that cuts himself off from a Klal Yisrael is a mace. Those who went to the party of Achashverosh were like mesim. Those who bow down to the tzelem were like mesim. And when a yid does tshuva, he experiences tchias ha-mesim. As the Roikeach brings down from the Medrash we mentioned last week, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Vayihi b'mei, says Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, whatever it says Vayihi b'mei, it's a b'china of tchias ha-mesim, and he says that Mordechai was mechaya mesim. Not literally. No one died. It meant beruchnius. Mordechai infused in Klal Yisrael the ruach of tchias hameisim. He brought them back to life. That's Mor Deror, Meira Dachya. He was metaher Klal Yisrael. In fact, the Mishnah says in Shkolim that Mordechai's name was also Psachya. Psachya al Hakinin. Psachya's job. He was appointed to take care of the kinin. Those are the birds that are brought by all the women that are tamei, the mitzoyrois and the zavois and the nidois and the yoldois. So Mordechai, Psachya was the one who was mamuna on the kinin. That means Mordechai's official job was to bring Tahara to Klal Yisrael. Mordechai was the one who was Metaher Am Yisrael. And that's what Purim is. Purim is the Yom Tov of Tahara. When there's Achdus, there's Tahara. We find that on Yom Tov, it says, even Amei Ha'oretz are believed. And Amei Ha'oretz in the Emonim Beregel, the Mishnah says in Chagiga, Amei Ha'oretz are believed on Yom Tov, and if they touch something on Yom Tov, it doesn't become Tameh, even though normally an Am Ha'oretz is rendered as a Tameh, because they're all, why? Because the Gemara brings the Pasuk, Vayeosev kol ish ke'echot chaverim, that on Yom Tov everyone is together, so everyone's considered a chaver, everyone, there's no Amei Ha'oretz on Yom Tov. After Yom Tov, yes, but not on Yom Tov. When there's Achdus, there's Tahara. Purim, there was an Achdus like there never was. Knoises kol ha-Yehudim ha-Nimsim b'shusha mi-na'avi ad-zokei in Tav v'noshim. Everyone was together. There was no protest to the idea that Esther had that everyone should fast for 3 days and nights. Imagine today someone would get up and say that all Jews should fast for 3 days and nights. It's not likely that too many are going to listen. But yet when Mordechai and Esther went to Klal Yisrael and said, Sumu alive, Yal Toichlu, Yal Tishtu, Shloishas Yamin, Laila Vayoyim, everyone accepted it. There was an Achdus, a tremendous Achdus, Vayichan Sham Yisrael, Neged Hor, like by Matan Torah. And that itself brought a tremendous Tahara to Klal Yisrael, and a Kapora for those Chatoyim of that door, which included Chilul Hashem, which the Hishtatfus by the Suda of Achashverosh, was a Bechina of Chilul Hashem. While the reading of the Megillah, is an act of Kiddush Hashem. It's Beroiv Am. It's Persumei Nisa, which is a tikkun for the Chilul Hashem of the Suda of Achashverosh that the Jews were Meshtatevim. Similar to the Chilul Hashem in this week's parasha by the Chet HaEgel. Pasha's Kisisa, therefore, is a very, very uplifting Pasha. That's why it's called Kisisa. Despite that there's a tremendous Yerida in this Pasha, Chet HaEgel, and even Moshe Rabbeinu experiences that Yerida, Lech Reid, yet we find that afterwards Hashem says to Moshe, Lech Alei Mizeh, that from this Yerida you're going to have an Aliyah. After Moshe Rabbeinu brings Klal Yisrael to Tshuva, and even though, yes, some were killed, Shloshes Alfa Ish were killed, we can't make little of that. There were those who took a sin that had to die, and there were those who died in the plague, and there were those who drank from the water and died. But all in all, the Gezerah was bottled. The Gezerah was that the entire cloud shall have to be wiped out. Mamish, like the Gezerah of Haman. Yichar api bohem va'achaleim, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu. Va'ato hanicho li v'yichar api. And you find the same thing by Purim. And it's merumas in the words, Va'ata hanicha li v'yichar api is bigamatria v'ahibimei achashverosh. It was the same thing. In the time of achashverosh, there was also a bechina of charoin af, where the entire Klal Yisrael were going to be wiped out, but due to the fast of the 3 days and nights, and due to Esther's mesiras nefesh going to achashverosh, which is the bechina of mechenina, and also Esther going into achashverosh was like acting like a soita. Because when Esther went into Achashverosh and she was married to Mordechai, and she's going now beratzin and in seclusion with another man, which itself is considered an aver, v'chasher avadati avadati, was a bechina of saita. Esther, what Esther does going into Achashverosh is similar to Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the luchos, which many times you find that tzaddikim would lower themselves to be on the same adrega as their generation, so that the generation shouldn't suffer as much. So the tzaddik says to Hashem, "What do you want from them? I did the same thing." As the Farshim say, one of the reasons Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, the Gemara says, "Kol ha'mishaber kelim b'chamosah." The Gemara says in Shabbos, if a person breaks plates and pans, like people get angry, they throw plates or they throw things. So the Gemara says, a person who does that is considered an idol worshiper. So obviously, Moshe couldn't worship an idol. Moshe's not going to bow down to the eagles. So Moshe figured, what could he possibly do similar to Avodah Zarah, so that he can equate himself with his generation and bring about a kapara for his generation? So he broke the luchos, and he says to Hashem, what do you want from them? The Gemara says that a person who breaks things is considered an idol worshiper. So I'm also an idol worshiper. Esther goes into Achashverosh, besides all the reasons that she had to go in, and she had to do it. But when she went into Achashverosh, it was similar to that of the chait of an Isha Saita. And that's why and Klal Yisrael Bizman, the time of the Egel, are compared to a Saita. And Klal Yisrael in the time of Purim were also compared to a Saita, because they did the same thing. Just like Klal Yisrael in the time of the Egel. And the parsha of the Kiyar is in this week's parsha. Parsha's Kisisa. The parsha of the Kiyar is here, because the Kiyar is Megala that Be'etzem they didn't really want to sin. It wasn't really Beratzen, because the Gemara asks V'chi Masu Ponim Yesh B'Davar. The Gemara asks in Megillah. So why were the Eden spared if they sinned? They should have been punished. So the Gemara says Heim Loi Osu Ela Lefonim. They didn't really want to sin. It was only on the outside. As we say in Shir HaShirim, which we're supposed to start learning now, preparing for Pesach, where we learn Shir HaShirim, Al Tiruni She'ani Shechar Chayres She'shesafasni HaShomesh. Don't look at my outward black appearance. Me'hoidu V'yat Kush. I look black on the outside, but really inside I'm white. Every Yid really, deep down, is pure. Every Yid really wants to do the Ratzon Hashem, which is Nizgala and Purim. So even though it seemed that Klal Yisrael were like Saitais by Chet HaEgel, or Bizman of Purim, The Kiyar was Megala, the water of the Kiyar, the concept of the Kiyar is Megala, that Be'emes, we don't want. Be'emes, a Yid, when he does an Aveira, he's really being forced to do it. And when a Isha lives with someone else, Be'ainis, she could go back to her husband. And Klal Yisrael sinning really only do it because they're forced by the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah does it. The Rambam says, Yitzray Ansay. Every Yid really wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. The Yetzirah forces us. The Yetzirah coerces us to do what's wrong. We don't really want to do what's wrong. And that was Nizgala here. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to bring about a kapara even after the Chet HaEgel, because he was able to reveal that Be'etzem, the Pnimius, every Yid really wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. And therefore every Yid deserves Nesias Rosh. Every Yid deserves Kisisa. That's also why after the Chet HaEgel we find the Torah repeats itself. All the Yigamim Toivim that we learned about in Parshas Mishpatim are repeated here in Parshas Kisisa. It's a new haschala. We start over again. It's like a new Torah. After the Chet HaEgel, after Shvirus HaLuchas, was oicha to the next, a new set of Luchas. P'saluch HaShnei Luchas HaVonim Karishoyin B'chosavti Al HaLuchas Es HaDvorim Asher Hoyu Al HaLuchas HaRishoyinim Asher Shibarta. Moshe Rabbeinu has an aliyah after the Chet HaEgel. Lech Alei Mizeh. After Hashem said to him, Lech Reid, he's oicha to a new aliyah, and he comes down from the mountain the second time with the mask. Not the first time. The first time he comes down from the mountain, he's not wearing a mask. The second time, after Klal Yisrael experience, after Klal Yisrael do tshuva, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down wearing a mask. So one pshat is because they weren't on the same adrega as they were before. They weren't able to look at Moshe Rabbeinu. Before they were able to look at him, because before they hadn't yet sinned. After they sinned, they weren't able to look at his face, he had to cover his face. But at the same time, the fact that it says that he had covered his face the second time, and not the first time, is because when he came down the second time, his face was shining more than it was the first time. Because the second time he came down to a people that are Bali Tshuva, and Bali Tshuva are greater than Tzadikim. Kisisa es Rosh B'nai Yisrael. The Rosh B'nai Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu experiences Nesias Rosh after Chet HaEgel Dafka. And how does Parshas Saita end? By the Saita it says that if she's pure, the Nikisa Venizra Zora, she becomes, she's acquitted, she's cleared, and she has children. In Parshas Ekev it says, Zechoyer, one of the six Zechiras that we're supposed to say every day, Zechoyer al Tishkach Eis Asher Hiktsafta Es Hashem Alekecha Bamidbar. Remember how you angered Hashem in the Midbar. That's remembering the Chet HaEgel. These two words, Asher Hiktsafta, are the gematria V'niksa V'nizra Azara. Just like by the Saita, when she drinks the water and it's Nizgava that she really did not sin, Asher Hiktsafta is not real. It wasn't a real, Be'etzem, they don't want to sin. Asher Hiktsafta is really V'niksa V'nizra Azara. Really, every Yid wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. But Yitzray Ansay, and that's Nizgala on Purim. Purim is a tremendous nechama for all of us. Because deep down we know, there's kamat no one that really wants to sin. I mean, there are those few, there are the Moirdim and the Paishim. But Be'etzem, even today, kamat everyone are in the Madrega of Tinoikas Shenishbu. Those that sin today, those that don't know anything, they don't know anything. And even those that do, it's basically Taiva, it's basically, it's not lahachas. No one is doing anything lahachas. Everyone today, whoever sins today, it's only because of the Mi'uroi Hazman. We live in a generation today where it's come out impossible to be 100% the way you're supposed to be. The Nesyonis are far, so great that any Yid that sins today is definitely an oinus. We have to be Malamat Schus, and any Yid who sins today, Doiresh Toiv La'amoy. Every Yid really wants to do what's right. In Shir HaShirim, we say, Tse'ena ure'ena benois tzion ba'atara she'iter aloi imai. Which the Mishnah says in Tainus, the last Mishnah in Tainus says that's talking about Yom Kippur. And Purim, we know, is higher than Yom Kippur. So whatever Yom Kippur has, Purim has. Yom Kippur is a day of Atara. She'iter aloi imai. So Purim is certainly a day of Atara. That's why Mordechai, it says, went out of the palace of Achashverosh wearing a crown. Mordechai yotzom elofnei ha-melech v'levush malchus t'melis v'achur v'ateres zohav g'doyla. Mordechai is wearing an Atara on his head. In this parasha we read, v'yisnatzlu v'nei Yisrael es ed yomei har-choyrev, that the crowns that Klal Yisrael received for saying Nasa v'nishma, they lost. And they had to take them off because of Chet Ha'egel. But on Purim there was a tremendous nesias roish, and Mordechai is wearing an Atara. The Mishnah says in Gittin that due to the Churban, we're not allowed to wear them. The pulmas shall aspasionis botlu atorois kalois atorois chasanim. Chasanim used to wear crowns. Kalos used to wear crowns. But we're not allowed to. Hoseram mitznefes v'horei mo atorah, the Gemara brings down. But the pasuk says, when there's no mitznefes, there's no atorah. When there's no beis hamikdash, we can't wear crowns. But in the time of Purim, we did. People wear crowns that they get dressed up on Purim. People dress up like kings. People wear crowns, people wear spodiks, shtreimels, even if normally they don't wear it. Purim is a day for ba'atara, she'iter aloi imai. She'iter aloi imai is begamatria, doyresh toiv la'amai. She'iter aloi imai is also begamatria, knoises kol ha-yehudim. And also, hippil pur hu ha-goyrol. Purim, which is the yomtiv of hippil pur hu ha-goyrol, which was brought about because of leich knoises kol ha-yehudim, which caused Leich Knoises Kol Ayehudim, and eventually Doirish Toiv La'amoy, is the Yomtiv of She'iter Eloi Imoy. Every Yid has an Atara. The crowns that we lost because of the Chet Ha'egel are returned to us on Purim, which is a Ha'ara of the Yemais HaMashiach and the Bayis HaShlishi, when every single Yid is going to have an Atara and is going to have all the Kisisa Es Roish, all the elevation, all the Harama, all the upliftings that we will experience, la'asid lavoi, we got a taste of on Purim, the simcha of Purim, the adalai yada, the simcha that we all experience, hopefully we all experience that simcha this week, we should extend throughout the entire year, and this week, which is Kisisa, which is the parasha that talks about the Chet Ha'egel, is also this, at the same time, the parasha of Parshas Parah, different parasha, but we read it at the same time, because the Parah Aduma is the tikkun for Chet Ha'egel, which the Parah Aduma is necessary in order to bring the Karban Pesach, and in one of the conditions, what Melech HaMashiach has to do, as the Rambam says in Hilchas Parah Aduma, is that Mashiach is going to be the one who's going to do all the procedures necessary for the last Parah Aduma, the final Parah Aduma, which is the Parah Asiris. The Mishnah tells us there were 9 Parah Adumas in history. The 10th Parah Aduma is coming with Mashiach. The 10th Parah Aduma is going to bring us, is going to enable us to be able to bring all the Karbonos B'Tahara, and no longer will there be any Tumas Meis, Meira Dachya, Mar Deror. Deror means Yovel, Deror means freedom. Ukrosem Deror Ba'oretz L'chol Yoshevehu, which Purim is a Bechina of Deror, a Bechina of Yovel. We should all talk about Zoycha, that we should extend the Purim until after Shabbos and then for the rest of the year, and be zoicha to a Pesach, a chag kosher v'sameach, and a true Pesach with the carbon Pesach, v'noichal shem, v'nazvachim, v'napsachim, v'beis hamikdash hashlishi. And again, next week,